Our top story for this half hour, Iran's foreign minister says Israel is the main impediment to the universality of the nuclear non-proliferation treaty.
Unfortunately, Israel's possession of nuclear weapons and its refusal to engage with the international community has become the greatest impediment to universality of the of this treaty, and Israel is the single most violator of this international regime, which is a requirement of the international community. So one of the most important issues.
Zarif made the comment upon his arrival in New York City to attend the 2015 review conference of the parties to the Treaty of the Non-Proliferation of Nuclear Weapons. Zarif will make a speech on behalf of the non-aligned movement countries. The NPT is an international treaty whose objective is to prevent the spread of nuclear weapons. Iran's top diplomat also said that he would probably meet with his American counterpart John Kerry to discuss drafting of a comprehensive nuclear agreement. Iran and the P5 plus one teams will also hold talks at deputy and expert levels on the sidelines of the conference.
Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif and his accompanying delegation will take part in the upcoming 2015 Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty Review Conference at the United Nations. Zarif is among the main speakers who will address the conference on Monday as the representative of non-aligned movement states as well as the representative of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
I have the occasion of presenting the views of the non-aligned movement, 120 members of the international community, an overwhelming majority of this body who believe both in the nuclear disarmament. They believe that the most important priority for this review conference should be to put pressure on nuclear weapon states to accept the call of the international community and their obligation under the, under Article 6 of the NPT to set a time limit for to get rid of their nuclear weapons and allow the international community to get rid of this nuclear nightmare which has been living on there for the past six decades. Also, the issue of universality and Israeli compliance with the NPT, as well as the other pillars of the treaty, which are non-proliferation and peaceful use.
Conferences to review the operations of the NPT have been held every 5 years since the treaty went into effect in 1970. Each conference has sought to find agreements on a final declaration that would assess the implementation of the treaty's provisions and make recommendations on measures to further strengthen it. This year's conference will be held from April 27th to May 22nd. Meanwhile, nuclear talks are also scheduled between members of the P5 plus one and the Iranian delegation on the sidelines of the conference. The Iranian foreign minister added that he's scheduled to meet with a number of his counterparts on the sidelines of the 2015 NPT review conference to discuss regional and international issues. Susan Madaris, Press TV, New York.